Renewed efforts to negotiate an end to the civil war in Congo are getting underway today in the South African resort of Sun City, not far from Johannesburg. The Congo War began in 1998 when rebels, supported by neighbors Rwanda and Uganda, invaded in an attempt to overthrow the government of the late Laurent Kabila. Angola, Namibia, and Zimbabwe later got involved on the government side. The three-year-long conflict in the former Zaire has left an estimated 2 million people dead, most of them the victims of malnutrition and disease. Reporter Nicole Itano is covering the talks for the Christian Science Monitor. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
This is not the first time, is it, that the parties to this conflict have gotten together for peace talks?
No, it's not. They tried meeting last year in October in Addis Ababa, and because of funding concerns, had to scale down those conferences, and ultimately none of the major parties, either the two rebel groups or the government, chose to attend. So this time they're really trying to kind of do what Addis Ababa was supposed to, bringing together about 320 different factions involved in the war in Congo, including the rebel groups, the government, and various members of civil society as well.
What are the prospects for success this time?
Well, it's uncertain at this point. We're still not sure who exactly is going to attend. President Joseph Kabila was supposed to arrive today. We don't know whether he is still planning to. And one of the main rebel groups has already said that they are not going to attend, though the United Nations says that they are still holding out hope that he will make a last-minute change in plans and arrive. So until these talks really get going later this afternoon, we're not going to know how many of the main factions involved in the war will attend, and that will really determine the potential for success.
Why are so many countries involved in this conflict?
A couple of reasons. The first reason that Rwanda and Uganda say that they are involved is out of a security reason. After the Hutu massacre in 1994, many of the Hutu extremists fled into the Congo. And so the Rwandan government says that they are arming rebel groups in order to protect themselves from those rebels. The other reason really is that there are enormous mineral and natural resources in the Congo. A lot of the war is fighting over control of those resources, diamonds, gold, and also a very valuable mineral called, and rare mineral called coltan, which is used in a lot of high-tech creations such as cell phones.
The death toll from this conflict, this three-year-old conflict, is extraordinary. 2 million people. Why is it so high?
The entire infrastructure of the country has been destroyed. You have lost the ability in the country to create food. You have millions of people who have been dislocated from their homes. So the bulk of the human toll is not really from the fighting itself, though that has cost quite a number of lives, but really from the socioeconomic effects of this conflict.
Thanks very much, Nicole.
Okay.
Reporter Nicole Itano at the Congo Peace Talks near Johannesburg, South Africa.